David, I thought reasonably happy, a decent run out today for the players?
Yeah, good turnout again. You know, it was what it was. It was, you know, it was a tidy game, but competitive, and we scored some good goals. We missed the hat full of chances, but at least we got in those positions, and I'm delighted with, you know, the level of commitment from the players. Yeah, very good.
And some real sharpness from the forward players and the wide players, I thought.
Well, obviously, we played two different styles today. We played more of a diagonal approach in the first half, and I felt that we had some very good performances there from Jake Sheridan and Rob Duffy. And certainly Barraclough got in good, intelligent runs, and we pressed them because they played with a five. Obviously, we changed their system to have a go at it and be bold. I think it was the most important thing. And to say, look, you know, we want to show what we can do in a different format. And I felt Dan Gray and certainly Gary Mills were intelligent with their distribution. And then second half, we changed it to 4-4-2, more traditional, if you like, and the wide areas looked very good, didn't they?
Is that something we're going to see from you, sort of switching between the 4-3-3 and the 4-4-2?
Yeah, well, you're going to need to, because obviously if we do get injuries, and I think it's important that players understand the responsibilities in each role.
And they ran well off Duffy, I mean, in the first half, didn't they?
They did, yeah, they did. I mean, we played to a certain way, obviously. The diagonal pass, and he does it very well. He wins that first header, doesn't he? So, I mean, it gave the opportunity for Jake and Bradley to run off him, and they caused a lot of trouble.
Set pieces is such an important part of the game. Good to be getting goals from your point of view from set pieces.
Yeah, lovely ball in, and a lovely, you know, determined header, wasn't it? So, yeah, very pleased with that.
Perhaps the demerit would be the first goal conceded. I mean, that's, you don't really want your centre-halves doing things like that.
Well, Josh Gowling knows better than that, doesn't he? I would think so. I'd like to believe that he's had enough rollickings off me to stop giving silly goals away. So he put his hand up at half-time. He made a mistake. That's fair enough.
And just generally, about how do you feel about pre-seasons going for you? I mean, we're, what, still 3 weeks away, aren't we, from the start of the season?
Yeah, very well. The boys are getting fitter. Obviously, another run out today, another game thick and fast on Tuesday. You know, the pre-season we've got is demanding, but likewise, the boys are benefiting from that. And there's a tremendous team spirit inside the dressing room, albeit, you know, we do have a small dressing room, but I'm pleased with it.
What's the situation with ins and outs? Is there any update from when we spoke to you at Worksop on Wednesday?
No, not really. Nothing at all. You know, we are where we are. And so, as much as, you know, there is options there for us, but we just can't undertake those at the moment.
And perhaps a bit of frustration as well when a keeper goes from Watford to Ipswich. You might have hoped for perhaps a bigger win for Lincoln City than it looks like you're going to get.
Yeah, it looks like an interesting deal, doesn't it, that one?
Yeah. But frustrating for the club, really, because I mean, I was just talking to one of the directors, it sort of feels like, when's the luck going to turn in terms of getting a good twist of fate for the club?
Yeah, well, I always feel that, you know, you can't count your chickens, and, you know, whatever the deal is, it is, and, you know, you have to understand it. But likewise, I say, one gentleman today asked me how much we're getting from it, and will you see it? I said, I can't give you an answer to that, and, you know, I'll be honest, I can't. And, you know, it's really down to, I really don't know the ins and outs of it, so I'm just focusing on what I've got.
And you're still hoping, I guess, that the carry-all deal, I know there's nothing that you can affect at all, but if that happens, that might give you a bit more money. And you need that, don't you, to be able to, as we said, get a more depth to your squad?
Well, we could, absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head, Michael. It's not German, it's not French, it's not rocket science. It's just what it is. And if those deal goes ahead and we do get a bit of extra availability, then we'll use it intelligently, because every penny counts at the moment.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think it's what we talked about on Wednesday, is that you look at your squad and you're happy with that, probably the front 15, if you like. It's just having a bit more depth, really.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, the club know, I've made them aware of it, but, you know, I respect where we are, and I have to deal with that. And obviously it will get stretched, and I'd just like to be able to have that obviously depth if we can have it. But if not, you know, we'll roll our sleeves up and go with what we've got.
And just injuries, that's Paul Robson and Boyce, I think, may be a problem.
Well, I've made the substitutions. I came here with a smaller squad today, and I wanted everybody, you know, to get a few more minutes on the pitch. And I only took Robbo off as a precaution, but I played with 10 men purely for the fact that it was, you know, I didn't think we could cope with it, and it asked the boys a little overload. It's no problem.